It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Maybe I'm crazy, but I am no sympathy gang this week.
No sympathy gang?
Mm-hmm.
For not for who?
Gang gang.
Gang gang gang?
Gang gang. No sympathy gang.
No sympathy gang.
We'll get to it.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not.
All right, welcome to the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. I'm Joy Taylor, that's Brandon Newman.
Hola.
We have a great podcast for you today.
Yes.
Great.
Great.
Sharonis J. Jackson joins us from Insecure on HBO.
Yes.
If you don't watch it, you are either uncultured,
right,
which you should watch so that you can get some culture, or you are missing out on a great show.
Yes.
Because it is very good.
Yes.
And he is very, very well versed in the Philadelphia sports market,
yes,
being a Philly sports fan. So we talk a lot about that and LeBron and NFL and a bunch of stuff. So he's great. We talk to him in a minute. McGregor fight this weekend was insane. And lots of other stuff around the NFL, which I gotta get to it, so let's just do it. Let's start with Sharonis J. Jackson. All right, Sharonis J. Jackson is in studio with us.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Appreciate
on the podcast. You do have, you also include the middle names. We've had back-to-back middle name folks.
Initial. You keep saying name.
What do you mean?
People actually lose their middle name out here.
You know,
initial.
People know what
it's
talking
initial.
About.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, we're going to be corrector. Mr. Corrector today.
My gosh, that's how we start.
Initial. Okay. So we had Jordan L. Jones in last week. What made you? What was your inspiration for including your middle name, your middle initial in your public name?
The aesthetics, and I think it's really strong, the J. Jackson. Like, boom, like, y'all know I'm here. And I feel like, for some reason, for me, when I'm, like, looking at the credits and stuff like that, when somebody had the middle initial, I looked at their name and I remembered it. I was like, oh.
Strategic.
It's interesting.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel that's a wave with brothers like Michael B., Jordan, you know, Uncle Sam, you know what I mean? Like, I got a question the other day on Twitter twice that they were like, are you Samuel L. Jackson's son? And I just said yes. I said yes. No explanation. And it would appear. I was like, yes, period.
I mean,
and they're like, wow, like, you're doing your thing, following your father's footsteps. Like, congrats. like, shout out to you. And I was like, appreciate it.
Yeah, man. You got to send people to the wiki page. You
and then another one is, for some reason, people think I look like O'Shea Jackson Jr. So it's the light skin beard thing, though,
yeah,
I think. So I don't think I really do.
I'm not going to pretend I can see that because I don't.
Thank you.
It's light skin
That's what I'm saying.
Beard.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's like the Drake, Travis McCoy, all that stuff. We're all like Rick Gonzalez.
People.
You know Rick Gonzalez? He was on Coach Carter, Timo Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so
yeah.
Me and him, we get that a lot for some reason, especially like when we have like facial hair or whatever.
So here's a disclaimer, all actors are not related.
Yeah.
But you are a very tall actor,
absolutely.
Notoriously actor. He's on Insecure on HBO, by the way, which we haven't mentioned.
Drone Nation.
Amazing show for the culture.
That's
love
that's
Insecure.
The best.
Yes. But you're a very tall actor. How tall are you?
Yeah, I'm 6'8.
6'8. Most actors are like my height.
Absolutely.
I'm 5'2.
Yeah.
Maybe though we'll get crazy and give him
5'7.
Okay, but that, like, for me, whenever I have to do shoots with my male counterparts or basically just anyone, I have to get on an Apple box because I'm extremely short, and there's nothing I can do about that, except for just live big, you know.
Right,
but
you do it
in shoots. Like, how do you do that? Can't do any walking scenes, right? Is Molly tall?
Yeah, well, I will say
I'm
this
call
about
Molly. That's
Yvonne.
That's her name
in
the show.
Shout out to Yvonne.
Hey,
Molly. You know what? I will say that our cast is unusually tall.
Okay.
Jay Ellis.
Yeah, because Issa looks tall.
Issa's about 5'8", 5'9", both of them.
Ooh,
Yvonne and Issa are about...
Really?
And then the character Molly is bougie or, you know, lawyer, wears a lot of heels, nice heels, high heels. So being 5'8", 5'9", plus that, it makes us kind of proportionate. Jay Ellis is about 6'4". Issa got a brother on the show who plays like 7, but he spells it with a 5 in the middle of his hat. He's like a rapper on the show. A lot of his scenes were with Daniel, the Lions character, Daniel.
Yeah.
He's 6'5". So,
And
Daniel's about 6 foot around.
No way.
The guy plays him.
No way. No, he's probably the one that is fits your, like, he's like 5'9", 5'10".
Well, like,
I'm 5'2". Oh, okay. I'm,
like,
in my family.
Yeah, you had some Tim's on. Like 5'2" to you.
He's about 5'10". Yeah. So,
okay, so
you
the
know.
Cast is mostly tall. So yeah, you yeah, out there. Yeah, okay. Because yeah. We were wondering about that yesterday. Like,
Natasha, she's tall, too. That plays Kelly. She's tall.
Yeah.
Amanda has decent height on her.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So you also played basketball.
I did for a while. Yes, I did. I played overseas and everything.
And where did you play overseas?
All throughout Asia.
And you played AAU with Paul George?
A lot of people. Yeah, there was, yeah, PG was, so we all played underneath Pump and Run's umbrella. So Pump and Run has pumped out all types
right.
of talent. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, James Harden played in it. Me and James were never on the same team, but he was underneath that for a little bit. I mentioned my late great friend, Tyler Honeycutt. He was in the same, you know, got drafted mm-hmm. by the Kings second yep. round. We were on the same team. My boy Malcolm, who is the son of Mr. Washington, Denzel Washington. He played on the same team. We had a lot of good talent come through there. So, yeah.
So you're a big basketball fan still?
Absolutely, yeah.
Who's your team? Yeah.
Sixers, come on.
Okay.
Sixers.
That's not
common knowledge?
No.
I feel like if you follow my social media, then yes, it is.
We know that you are a Philadelphia sports fan.
Absolutely.
John Hill here is a Philadelphia sports fan.
Great. Okay.
So he had a nice year.
Good person, yes.
Congratulations. That runs over.
Yeah, it does.
For the Eagles for this year.
Absolutely.
Another one could be beginning.
Yeah, maybe. All right, but you're from L.A.
I was raised in Cali, yeah. Moved out here as a child, like
so
real
you,
young.
What's the Philadelphia link?
So father is born and raised there. Me okay. born there, and then moved out here as a child, and then we moved to Pasadena first, and then made our way to the Inland Empire. So mm-hmm. I was raised in IE, you know, basically that's where I'm from.
Okay.
But I mean, it's just the thing is, I mean, it never left. It's just once you start, especially Philadelphia culture, you're a fan, like. Out of diapers. I had all type of Eagles. My dad, like, the first pair of shoes I got were these high top black Nikes, and that's because he got them because the Eagle team, all their shoes were high top black Nikes. Wow. It was just, you're just kind of already in it. So by the time I moved out here, it was like,
okay, so
Allen Iverson's rookie year and stuff. Like, you know.
Sports roots from your father.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So, and then. I mean, we're back there all the time. You know, we're back.
I'm from Pittsburgh, so family. I understand.
Oh, yeah. Pittsburgh, gotcha. Yeah.
I also understand that, you know, that's kind of what the Eagles are going through. Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
gotcha.
It's easy to get to the top. It's just staying there is a little bit harder. We know about that as Steelers, that, you know, maintaining excellence takes a little bit more time.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are getting there. I'm throwing hella shade your way right now.
I'm confused. I don't understand.
What do you think about the Eagles this year? They're still going to win the NFC East because the NFC East is terrible.
Trash. Yeah, they're so trash. Thank you. But to be honest, I'm not really worried. We got Carson back. Jay Ajayi was hurt. Our offensive line was hurt.
He's out now. He's got the ACL.
Yeah, Jay Ajayi is done. You know, I feel bad for my boy. And then on defensive side, you know, Rodney McLeod. It's like we've had just things. So now, hopefully, you know, we staying healthy moving forward. I think I'm hoping work out some of the kinks. I'm like Jim Shorts, I think. We rely a lot on the defensive line to dominate, and Jernigan's not back yet, and he's a key part in it as well. So I'm hoping, like, our secondary scheme kind of turns around a bit. But to be honest, last year, I mean, we gave up, like, 500 yards in Super Bowl, and we still won. So I'm just like, sure. We just need to score. But the thing is, so people don't realize as great as Carson Wentz is, he's at his best when our running game is good. If you look at the games where we had 100 rushing yards, he – kills, shreds. It opens up the field for him.
Huge for that team.
That's honestly the one that I've hated. That, like, out of all the ones we let go, him. I did want to keep Trey Burton a lot. Yeah, I didn't care to like. I like Dallas. I don't know how to say his name. Rookie tight end. His last name starts with a G. Goddard or whatever. But he's a rookie tight end.
Goddard. Goddard.
Go hard. Sure, go hard. He's great and everything, but I mean, we have Zach Ertz. He had like 10, 11 receptions last game. And Trey Burton, to me, I looked at him not like a 2, like a 1B. He was really good to me. Like, I thought, but he's, you know, it makes sense to be a starter somewhere else.
He's Super Bowl hangover, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty real. And we know
it is.
Here's the thing about Super Bowl hangover, and this is what I'm talking about. It's almost impossible to repeat a Super Bowl win. Like what you just said, they gave up 500 yards in the Super Bowl and still won against Tom Brady. So there was one play where there was no point until there was literally no time left on the like yeah. on the clock.
Yeah.
I was like, Tom Brady's gonna come back.
Yeah,
he's
the Patriots.
Yeah. So it's you need so many things to go your way in that spot. You lost Carson Wentz and still won the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
But it's not happening.
We'll see. I don't know. Why? Who's gonna win it? Chiefs?
No, the Rams are gonna win the Super Bowl.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I firmly believe we're gonna beat them.
So before everyone starts freaking out, like, oh, you called one sideline
I get it. Look at you.
I did call before.
I said
I said the Steelers and the Rams.
We got receipts though. We got receipts of you calling on here.
Yeah.
I'll look back.
Yeah. And shout out to the Rams too, who are going to be. They're my Super Bowl pick.
What? We are gonna be a Super Bowl pick.
To play against the Steelers?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, look, like sometimes I'm right. Like once a week I'm right on something incredibly important. Right. That's what I do.
And when you're wrong, we don't talk about it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how it works. But the Rams are a very complete team. I like the Chiefs a lot
too. They're very complete.
I like the Chiefs a lot too. The one thing about the Chiefs that I can't get behind is their defense is the worst.
So
like literally
bad.
The worst
so
in the
bad.
League.
So,
so if
bad.
They run into anybody like the Rams, who can
are they the worst in the league?
They intercepted
the Bortles. They're literally the worst in the league.
They intercepted
the
Atlanta
Bortles four times.
Yeah, they Sunday. Did. But that's Blake. Blake throws a pick all the time.
Blake,
he's a walking pick.
Blake does love.
I love Blake.
Blake loves
Blake.
The other team. It's like one of his favorite things to do.
You know what I'm saying? He should test them out. See what they got.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. He'll throw like 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 4 picks. I'm like, I guess he had a decent game.
I
don't know. Like, yeah, the difference with him is because he can rely on such a strong defense.
Yeah.
And you got Jalen Ramsey, who I'm a huge fan of.
Well, yeah,
that boy sassy.
We love Jalen Ramsey.
That boy sassy. I like him. He's a Uzi Vert of football.
Oh, my God.
But, it's amazing. I'm a huge fan of it. I like it. So, me and my brothers, every time we call each other, be like, yo, so we doing this? We be like, you tell me. Like,
yeah, right.
He just quoting him all the time. You a grown man acting like that. Like, he hilarious.
I'm
but
in my position, I'm
I know.
Yeah, he got that work, though, this week, though.
He did not get that work.
Really? Did Tyreek kill him?
On. He got him on that one. He got him on that one.
You know how tough it is to guard that man one-on-one? That's impossible.
He's great, and I love the content.
He was
keep
tired.
It coming, okay?
He was tired.
But I'm just saying, the L is the L. That's what we do.
He was tired.
Yeah, he didn't get on his team.
At the end of the day.
Team got the L.
The team. Oh, yeah, the team. I thought you were talking about the matchup. Oh, okay, yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
At the end of the
day. Yeah, because Tyree's numbers
is like,
fantasy-wise.
It might not be his fault. So if it's not your Eagles, who do you think is the Super Bowl team right now? Week 5.
If it's not. So, I'll say, okay, so NFC, I do agree Rams are the strongest, like, most complete. I felt like the rushing defense would have been better, though.
Yeah, not a good look for them this
it's
week.
It's not
especially
that
because the but
good.
I will say though,
and it was like was
the
it Carson was
emphasized
ripping them
running the ball over the past 2 games that they won. That's what their focus was, and the first 2
it.
Games they were focusing on throwing the ball. Yeah. No. 2 losses. Yeah, yeah. So I was not impressed with their rushing defense this week either.
There was another game
line,
I felt like against the Vikings was really strong, but I feel like there was another game. I don't know. Like
Carson had a crazy game though too. Like that Carson was. He was playing. And
he
also,
looked really good, yeah.
And also for teams, all these teams, the Eagles, everybody has things to work on within the next few months.
Ours are
the fact
secondary,
that the
yeah.
Rams only really have like one really facet to like tighten up is crazy.
And it's not that bad to be – I mean, like, you know, they just got to put the Band-Aid on it, to be honest. Like, we got to, like –
They don't have the sacks like that, actually, as much as people
thought
they would.
I felt like, to be honest, I thought their defensive line would have been – I mean,
right.
But I kind of knew. I was, every time that always happens, I'm like, oh, they about to be – and then it's like, you know. But, I mean, they're holding it up and down. But, like, I will say, so out of NFC Rams and out of AFC – as long as Tom's has a pulse, like, I don't know. It's so hard to count them out. As good as the Chiefs look,
right?
I love Andy Reid so much. I really do. But it just does not – I don't know what it is. But, I mean, there's time management, his timeout use
That's
and crutch
crazy.
Moments. I don't know.
He's an Eagles fan who just watched the Eagles – beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl last year, and he's still like, I don't know.
Yeah, because he's not crazy.
I know, but
I understand
the Patriots
are
that
like,
dominant.
The Patriots
well, that's
dead.
No,
they
what
that every year.
But I'm
no,
saying
no.
that it's that's if like if we're not.
Right.
We're talking about if we're not.
But yes,
I do have real strong confidence that we get in the postseason. That's nobody wants to play the Eagles in postseason.
Right.
No,
I
know. Oh gosh, our
fan
base. But like when we get in the postseason, no one wants to play us in the postseason. Nobody. I don't care. The Rams don't. I mean, look. We're gonna play. We're gonna
have to respect the Super Bowl.
I think we're gonna beat the Rams when we play them in LA this year. Firmly do. I do. I do. I do. I think it's gonna be a high scoring game, and that's the only way we could beat them though, because Todd Gurley is an issue.
He is an issue.
But he's not even gonna be the one. I think it's gonna be Cooper Kupp that's killing us.
Oh, that's I mean, he had a concussion this week.
He did. But Brandon Cooks did get another one, right? I'm getting concerned for him. Like, it might be.
It's getting up there also. Yeah. But this week will be a good test for the Chiefs against the Patriots, and I'm really excited for that game.
You think?
All right. Yeah.
The defense is not that good.
No, the defense is not good. But look, they can just put up some. The Patriots defense isn't good either. But it's in Foxborough,
right, exactly.
So this is what it is. Like, that's really the game to watch this weekend, especially because Tom threw a little shade. So we'll get to him petty court. He's just sprinkled shade.
Quick question.
It's a little different this year.
He did.
Football's different now.
He did. Yeah, he did.
It's not as physical.
I can't wait to get
Tom.
Yeah. On a little side, like, question for y'all, like. I got both Mahomes and Deshaun Watson on my fantasy team. Mm. I'm gonna start Mahomes Greedy. Against I know right Patriots or Deshaun against who they got? I know it's not somebody that good.
Who is Deshaun Watson? Okay, we got the Google machine. You know what? That's really tough.
Because I wanted to start Deshaun this past week. I knew.
I don't know if you know
Mahomes.
This. Maybe I'm crazy fantasy football league. So okay. If you want to play next year,
sign me up
as a celebrity player.
We got the Bills.
That's what. So it's like who. Because it's not like Patriots have a good – but the thing is, Tom could keep them off that field for a little bit.
I'll tell you what, the Bills' defense has been playing better and better. They've been playing worse and worse teams. But they're taking off points allowed every – so if you want to play the averages – because Josh Allen been balling. I look, Mahomes, you got it. Mahomes.
Right.
Mahomes. Get the
I,
think,
I haven't sat him down. I haven't sat him down.
I think you got to stick with Mahomes.
I haven't sat him down. Yeah, I haven't sat him down.
As tempting as that is, I think you'll end up –
because this past week I was like – I had to go – I was like, nah, let me put in Deshaun because – it's like, no, Mahomes is going to throw a pick at some point. I knew it was coming.
He was eventually going to do it.
And then the one day I started him, too.
And like the amount.
Over Cousins this week. Last week.
I've been sorry. But the one day, like, or yeah, the one time I was thinking about it, and like, it was, if I would have had Deshaun in there, that would have made the difference for me to win. But, you know.
It happens. We got to get you a Deacon rag.
I don't know. I got, you know what I'm saying?
Can we work on that? Can we get an official Deacon rag?
I buy Bounty.
Because it gets warm in here.
It does. And I wear clothes that aren't conducive because you tell me I can't have my shoulders out.
You insist on wearing. I did not tell you can't.
You did. You said, remember you told me I can't have my shoulders out.
What do you mean?
With no shoes on. And now you're going to accuse me of saying that you can't wear your shoulders out. It's egregious. All right. So you're a Sixers fan.
Yes.
Are they going to win the East this year? There's no more LeBron, so you guys have a chance.
I know. So obviously it's Boston and Philly in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. They might as well chalk them. That's what it is. No. No,
there you go.
I'm convinced.
I know, and I feel like that's a big difference. He's obviously better than DeMar. That's like not a knock on DeMar. It's just how good Kawhi is.
Okay.
We have too much. Boston and Philly have too much for Toronto. They can't handle it.
I don't know. I was very rough on Toronto last year. Raptors fans were very upset with me. But look.
They never do it.
Y'all don't know how to do it. But they this never year, do it. This year, I gotta wait and see because
Kawhi is a big difference. Kawhi. It's a big, you can't count them
it's
out.
So you guys, are we really going to act like we care who comes out of the East?
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to tell me Fryrie Irving.
The East is
won't give no Warriors work.
It's actually a watchable conference. It is. Now for the first time.
Because LeBron, but like, I mean, it's always watchable wherever LeBron is. But
No, I'm saying we know LeBron's going to win.
Right,
it.
Like, exactly.
It's fun, like, oh, we're all
right,
win.
Right. Oh, it's cute. Oh, it's cute. God, oh, my God.
Okay, so we'll see who wins at the end.
I want some highlights.
So who is your favorite? Well, you're going to agree that LeBron is the best player currently, right?
Like we can move
past that conversation.
For every basketball player that's ever like lived from the beginning of time to now, LeBron is better than them.
Perfect.
No.
Thank you.
He is.
Yes.
Who,
he
just said
it. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
So you think he's better than Michael?
Yes. I do think that Michael is more important to the history of basketball as a culture because he revolutionized the game, right? So he's one of the few players that could still play this today.
Okay, I can live with that.
Yeah, he could play this game and dominate this game today.
The people that think LeBron is better than Jordan, I don't freak out about it anymore, as you know. Yeah. If he continues to win championships, it's going to make it very difficult on him, as we know. But I'm a Michael Zeller.
So hold on. Could I ask you a question about the championship thing, which is, it really irritates me. It really does.
Yes.
He's LeBron's just always there, and he's won rings. So it's not about, oh, how many rings. Look, I've won them. So I don't have to prove that. And he's been to finals every time, MVP every time. Like it's laughable when people, like, put Kobe in this situation. Now, Kobe's great, and he is arguable. But, like, he wasn't always the finals MVP in his finals team. So, sorry, no. Like, you had a better player on the team.
Listen, like, Kobe is one of the – all-time greats. Like,
no, he's yes,
and
absolutely.
There's going to be some people that say that Kobe is the greatest, and that's just
of all time,
that's
which is just biased.
Purely opinion based.
Yes, exactly.
And you're totally entitled to have your opinion, and you're totally entitled to be wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love Kobe Bryant. Like, I love him.
Right.
Bryant.
Like, you know, it's just Kobe. Philly, and he's a lovable uncle now. He's Kobe completely Bryant. Rebranded, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, it's great. It's
rebranded,
great
absolutely. He's a nice guy now.
Yes. Totally rebranded. The homecoming picture's adorable.
Amazing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't beat it. It's unstoppable branding.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Unstoppable branding.
Yeah.
However,
yes.
Like, Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time.
And okay, so why?
Because he is the most dominant. Here's the thing. This is where I'm running
Shaq.
Into the issue.
Shaq is the most dominant player ever.
Shaq
is the most dominant force
I've
ever
athlete. Words, and then people
and
like
not
Shaq.
Say Shaq. Yeah,
he had a tic tac in his hand and he was dunking it.
The most dominant winner of all time.
Well, the center position is the most disrespected position of all of basketball.
It is very disrespectful.
I love this job.
But here's the thing. Here's what I'll say. Yeah. He is the greatest champion of all time.
Most dominant
and I understand
champion.
That there
right.
Are
yes.
More, there are people that have more.
Yes.
But,
exactly.
And when people start talking about, like, if you take away the championships, like, what is Michael Jordan like? Did you
watch basketball? That's stupid because he's still great. If you average 37 in a season,
yo. They've never made it to a fucking game seven.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's insane.
And if we want to get, like, crazy about the LeBron thing, and this is, look. I don't particularly.
That's my favorite player of all time, Scottie. And Penny Hardaway.
Scottie Pippen. I will give you that.
Thank you.
I'm starting to come around to it's a little bit disrespectful to Scottie Pippen that he gets pushed aside.
He's great. He's great.
Everybody needs someone, all right?
I'll let you say what you're saying. I'm going to come back with my counter.
No, I want to know why you think Scottie Pippen.
No. I'm talking. Not even Scottie no more. I'm going to. Like, say what you're going to say about Michael, about him being
okay.
The best. Yes.
So, the issue I have with LeBron and the championships is that you're not going to win every single championship you get to.
Of course.
Right? But there are, like, ways you lose a championship that does affect your
legacy. Yeah, true that.
Like, how you
the
lost
Dallas
the
one's
first
always
championship
gonna be.
Right. Was bad and how you lost.
Really?
Yeah.
That early with that bad of a team, it was so bad. Booby gets
it. No, I'm sorry, not that championship.
Okay. I was about to say.
No.
Like,
nobody talks about that one.
And that's the one, like, famously, he boomed on Tim.
Seeing LeBron get drugged across the floor. That was crazy.
He gets a mulligan on that one.
It was so sad.
I'm talking about the first one with the Heat. The first year with the Heat.
The Dallas one, I said, is always going to be a stain.
Which I knew they were going to lose the championship from the opening press conference when they got up there with the smoke and the
I
did
it. I believed I bought into it. I was like, that's right. Not one, not two. Keep going. Don't stop counting.
I'm telling you, watching that press conference, like, my heart is literally breaking
right now.
Because this is you've not shared the floor together as a team. The ball has not touched the hardwood yet, and you're guaranteed.
I'll tell you why I thought they were going to win. I saw Chris Bosh up there. That was the main reason. Mm. It wasn't about LeBron and Dwayne.
Maybe dinosaurs.
No, Chris Bosh is also Chris Bosh gets a lot of disrespect.
It's how I say it.
Chris Bosh gets a lot of disrespect.
Yeah, he does. He does. He does.
People have more respect for him now than when he was playing.
Yeah, I know.
With LeBron.
Yeah,
and Kevin Love kind of fell into the Chris Bosh category over the past couple years in Cleveland.
He wasn't as good as Christopher Bosh.
No. I agree with you.
Well, somebody had to take that third spot, that third row,
and that third spot gets blamed for everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the Michael thing. Like, he's just the most dominant, and never getting to a game seven, 6-0 in the finals, even with retiring and whatever else. Like, to me, he's just the greatest. The greatest.
His presence is the greatest. I do get that. Now, here is what I say about that, right? So, and this is why I'm going to say, well, greatest. He's not more valuable to a team than LeBron is, if you can agree with that. Can I tell you why?
No, I like that.
What happened the year after he left and played baseball?
I know.
What happened with LeBron the first time?
They won one less game.
Okay, and Scottie Pippen was in the MVP race, right? So, when LeBron...
Shaq came back to save the East. With the Magic pick.
So then when LeBron left the Cavs the first time around, they were literally the worst team in history. Worst record ever. Mm-hmm. Until we broke it. So we're always shooting for the best.
You know what? It's good that you're being so
until we broke
there.
It. Yeah.
It's kind of you to be so
we
fair.
Had nobody. Whatever. They had Fryrie Irvin on their team. They had Fryrie.
They did.
So when LeBron left, they were the worst team. He leaves the Miami Heat. They don't make the playoffs. They just went, like, every year he was there, they don't make it. Like, now, let's see what happened to the Cavs this year. I'm willing to bet they're going to be awful. You know yeah. what I'm saying? He's the most valuable player two-way team, right? Ever, to me. And on top of that, like, when I'm looking at Jordan, I'm like, this is, like, no shade at all, right, to Uh-oh. These players, this player. But I'm saying when, like, one of your biggest worries is John Starks, and he's great. He's great. But this is, look at LeBron. But look at LeBron's worries today versus what Michael had to worry about.
I am all the way with you right
I'm
now.
I'm like, yo, John Starks was spooking them. Like,
he's going, shotgun like, on this tape.
he booming on them with his left hand. He offhand. He like 6'1". You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo, this is what Jordan had to worry about. You had Dale Davis out there being like one of the, like, an all-star boast for a big man. Right. And I'm like, ain't no Anthony Davis out there.
Now, it was more physical. Isaiah Thomas.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
It's like beating him up.
More physical. Right, because you want to know why? Let me tell you why. When you go 24-hour fitness and you're playing against bums who have no skill, what do they do? They foul. They're physical, right?
Yes.
This day is the most skillful era ever. Joel Embiid, when you watch him play, it's crazy what that man does. When him and Jason Tatum are doing ones this working out offseason, he's giving Jason Tatum, who is a wing, very skilled, work on the perimeter.
Facts.
Bruh, you gonna tell me that Malik Rose, or I be, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, all them, like, was out there doing, no, what they're out there to do, they're literally getting hired to boom dudes, right? Like, just bum stuff. LeBron, I'm sorry, that's bummy. LeBron, that's so bummy. Like, go out there and hurt him. Don't worry about no buckets. Don't good passing. Boom him.
Perfect example. LeBron was 275 when he was in the league. 5 seconds.
Okay, the NBA wanted to make the game
absolutely
more international,
which I like.
So they had to take out the hand check and the bullying, so the international.
But I wouldn't mind the hand check. I don't mind that. But it's just the, like, you know, when I see, like, Kurt Rambis getting clotheslined.
Streets games.
No, right. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, no, none of that. But I don't mind. Like, I don't mind that. It's just like when I see, like I said, when I see Kurt Rambis getting clotheslined, like. He had every right. I was like, I wish he would have swung and hit
that.
Him.
Like, I like the way the NBA is now.
Me too.
Like, it's fun to watch that and watch Oakley and all that stuff. Like, cool. But I'm more interested in the NBA the way it is now. Like,
yeah,
everyone
absolutely.
Having to be
absolutely.
Skilled. I'm with you there.
It's like, that's what
but,
I'm saying.
But,
so he has to worry about Curry, Clay, like, and KD on the same team?
Look, since he left Cleveland the first time, all right, LeBron has had legit ballers, all-stars, Hall of Famers that he's played alongside. So
right. He'll have one or two good teammates.
You're the same level. Okay.
And Scottie Pippen is what?
Dennis Rodman. Okay. Yeah.
Steve,
what's Chris Bosh?
Steve Kerr.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah.
What's Dwayne Wade? Hall of Famer.
Right. Right. Also, LeBron has never.
I mean,
Phil Jackson. It does exist.
Rondo.
Yo, thank you.
He is one of the greatest coaches of all time. Literally, the second greatest coach of all time, in my opinion, because Greg Popovich is one to me. Phil is two to me. I know he has more rings, but Phil is two. Mike Brown. Spoelstra, respect. Respect to Spoelstra.
Hold on now. Hold on. Dup. All right.
Blatt. What's his name? Blatt.
Blatt. Okay. But maybe not the first go around in Cleveland.
Okay,
right.
So the second go around with Blatt.
All right, so
I love saying his name.
That's the only way to say it. LeBron has say it, since he went back to Cleveland in everything that happens. So from that point forward, you can't blame any of the coaching.
Kobe ain't had no say on the Lakers.
Because
he
Kobe
had
get
a
in
lot
this?
Of say. Okay, but I'm saying because Phil Jackson was his coach. On the Lakers,
no,
and he
I'm
had
saying,
say.
I'm saying LeBron has say who the coach is.
This is escalated.
Like, you can't, to me, LeBron gets no passes on any personnel decisions whatsoever. Like, J.R.
No,
Smith, that was
no.
your move, dog. Yeah, and yeah.
He made dumb ones. I was like, Derek, bro, why?
The Cavs are dealing with his contract and his team. Right
I
now.
Had real actual pain for LeBron in that moment when J.R. Smith forgot what he
dog,
was doing.
That changed the whole face.
It changed the NBA.
I'm not saying
forever.
They would have won it, but six, seven games,
changed,
you know what I'm saying?
It changed the course of NBA
changed.
History.
It did.
Okay?
LeBron's a
Laker. J.R. Hennessy.
J.R.
LeBron's a Laker. J.R. Hennessy.
Forgetting that he was in a playoff game
I had a hand for that squint afterwards. Yes. You know what time was up there.
But I can't I can't all the way feel for him because that was your decision to get. You know what J.R. Smith is.
J.R. earned a spot on the team. He did very well, to be honest.
He's a great contributor. I'm just saying that LeBron can't complain about personnel or coaching or none of that because that's what he signed up for. If he wanted to go play for a coach like Popovich, I'm pretty sure he could have figured out a way to get down there.
Okay, I'm okay. I give you that.
He could have made that happen.
I give you that. But just and then to end it all, just like LeBron and Frieri beat the greatest team in NBA history. And there's just no like argument with that. Like Michael has literally never beaten nobody better than that team. And so therefore I'm not talking about that no more. You ain't beat nobody better than them. And LeBron has.
Very, very low time for me. I'll keep it real. Because I talked a lot of shit. I had to eat it.
And LeBron had a greatest block in NBA history.
Say it the Lord. Because now you've got a towel rack where LeBron's locker used to be.
Oh, that is petty. I am very petty. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We're time's up. I was going to ask you about Le'Veon, but it's
all right. No, we have time.
Yeah, you're a Steelers fan.
But, like, we can. You're a Steelers fan. So I'm Steelers fan by, like, birth, kind of like you with Philadelphia. But my brother played for the Dolphins for a long time, so I've adopted the Dolphins. And then I went to school down there, obviously. And
Damn.
Then, yeah. But Steelers is like, is homegrown town. I don't allow myself to get emotional about the Steelers because I don't really need to most of the time because they're usually consistent. Exactly. This year, not so much. But well, look, you know. The Le'Veon Bell situation is a disaster, which I said before.
Do you support him?
OTAs even started. Yes, because I don't make any less money if Le'Veon makes more money. Like, it's not like there's a pie.
Exactly.
And if Joy makes as much money, then Le'Veon, like, if Le'Veon makes as much money, I make less money.
Yes.
It's not coming out of my pocket at all. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe in the course of, like, if you want to get macro and, like, butterfly effect in the world.
Yes.
But I really don't care.
No.
Le'Veon deserves the money that he deserves.
So
and I mean, we just saw what happened with Earl Thomas. Like, at any moment, your career can change.
Mm-hmm.
So, if he wants to hold out to get more money or guaranteed contract, like, cool, ain't gonna bother me. Like, if the team suffers, like, that's what it is. But I'm sure the other players don't. At some point, like,
first of all, Connor's
frustrated.
Doing great.
I'm sorry,
James Connor.
Yeah, but he's not Le'Veon Bell,
and that's not. He knows that.
No, but up until last game, he was doing okay.
Yeah.
Now we can say he's doing great.
Don't say okay.
He's doing really great. Solid. And you put air quotes when you say great. I'm not going
to
do it.
When Le'Veon comes back after week 7, he is going to be immediately back in the lineup. Like,
Hopefully he comes to us. We need a
James Conner, he might be.
No, I'm talking about Le'Veon. We're trying to make a move on James.
I don't think that. So now he don't play.
But we're talking about out of the two.
I thought he was playing great.
He is. Or Pittsburgh. Stay there. We want Le'Veon. But I will say, like, the reason why I agree with you fully, like, I support when, like, I do think they need to have a stronger union. Like, they just need to move, have an NBA mentality. Because I've said this before. People get offended when I said, I don't care. The NFL is, out of sports, is the plantation of the sports. Like, they have such a mastermind. Like, Jerry Jones is trash. Hate him.
It's not trash, garbage.
Everyone looks at you because you're the Cowboys fan in here.
Sorry. You hate him, too. Don't lie. You hate him. Yeah. I know you do.
I hate Jason Garrett more.
Yeah, he's off Jason Garrett right now.
He's also garbage. But
they have a weak players union, that's not debatable. But the problem is disrespectful. The problem is you gotta fight for that. And the issue is the disparity between the guys that make enough money to deal with a holdout to the guys that don't make enough money is like
That's the thing.
Yeah. So the crossover in these union negotiations gets tricky because you got to get everybody on the same side. You got to save up so that when you're in a lockout, you can maintain it. But that's what it is.
But exactly. I mean, and then just start being like, some of them got to get smarter and realize they're thousandaires and not millionaires with that contract.
I mean,
and if they're smart enough, they could probably go into that. I know somebody.
Spend their money, but like, here's my
That's
opinion.
True. That's very true.
Like,
you can't.
Like, we got all technical, like, this is what they agreed to in CBA, and you can't sign a contract and then come back and say you want to amend it and all that stuff. And like, I get all that. To me, like, business-wise, branding-wise, PR-wise, and just, like, getting with the future, like, ride this wave.
Yeah.
We were talking about the NBA. We talk about this all the time. Get ahead of it. Like, why is the NFL, the billion-dollar enterprise that you are, would you not just want your players to have lifetime healthcare? You can't, on one hand, talk about these head injuries and collisions and falling on the quarterback and all this shit. And then you're like cool with your players not having lifetime health insurance.
Like what?
You don't really mean that.
We're like you know, that's and like stricter.
And that's not something that you should have to negotiate. Like it's exactly. just something as the owners like. Let's just do this.
Let me just be a good right. human being.
It's not
yeah. How about
a good
that?
Human being. Like there's dividends to everything. Employees. Like yeah. if you take care of people on the end, they take care of you.
Exactly.
Like fix yeah. the connection there. Get away from the like. I own this team, therefore I own you mentality.
Yes.
And then you have a players and the owners on the same page. It yeah. changes things. And this is the youth. Like when I want to know yeah. what's happening, I don't ask people my age. I ask my nephew who is 16, 15 years
right.
old. What are y'all doing? What do you right. care about? What right. are you listening to?
True,
what are you
true.
Doing?
Yep, yep. Stay in
because
tune.
Because I'm low-key old now.
Tune.
Like, and so if I'm old, I'm, you damn sure old.
My soul
you're twice
is
my
approaching
age.
Washed. My soul is approaching washed.
Yeah. Soul's washed.
All right. Well, thank you so much for,
absolutely.
For joining. Us
thank
again,
you guys.
Watch Insecure on HBO.
Yes.
This was really fun. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, that was fun.
Yes.
When am I winning or quitting?
We about to turn up in this bitch.
If you haven't seen The Melee, UFC 229, create an Instagram account, follow any sports account, and then enjoy. The fight between McGregor and Khabib was legally sanctioned, but still people went to jail for throwing punches. Joy, the world wants to see Khabib McGregor rematch, with it or quit it.
Okay, one thing first of all.
What?
It's Khabib. I need people to stop saying Khabib. Is it Khabib? It's Khabib.
But the,
so,
oh, silent
the K?
K
is silent.
Silent K.
That's it. Okay. So, Khabib.
You want to see that rematch, Khabib and
yes,
King?
I do want to see the rematch with Khabib.
Really?
And
I thought
McGregor.
He'd be on the other side of this.
Oh, look, it wasn't a good fight. Let's just keep it real. Like,
how
just,
long it?
It's. I mean, it was a lot of wrestling, which we know Khabib does, which is why he was going to win, which is why I said he was going to win.
Technically sound.
And look, yeah, that's boring. But it's just the truth.
The
like,
Patriots.
If you get somebody on the ground and you're great at the, that's why Ronda Rousey was so dominant. Get him on the ground
yeah.
and then break their arm.
Yeah.
And he choked him out, which we know Conor is going to tap out. He's not gonna. He's not. I am maybe alone on this, but I feel like you gotta let him put you to sleep.
Yes, you
that's,
get choked out.
That's the respectable way
you
to go.
You get choked out
when you say uncle and give it a little tap tap. I'm like, all right.
I will say though, my ass ain't getting in that octagon. At all, so I can't tell people they need to get choked out or not because I'm not getting to that point. Period.
Oh no, to be very clear, I will not be going anywhere near that.
Right, but like
space.
from a media standpoint,
yeah,
I look at the fight.
From
and I'm
a
like,
person
hey,
comfortably sitting in my chair right. in the studio, I will not. I will say,
why don't you let him choke you
why
out?
Why don't you just get choked out? Okay, that's what I will say. I'm with you on that. However, like I had a big conversation with my brother and Ray Allen about getting into the octagon, and they both insisted that
you had a big conversation.
Yes, it was. I was upset.
Jason
I was,
Taylor
I was,
and
I was,
Ray
I
Allen.
I was emotionally bothered by their. They were convinced that they could get into the octagon, and I'm not going to say which fighter they thought they could be, both beat. But I informed them that they neither one of them had been punched in the face in a very long time. And I was sure of that.
Yes.
And then Jason proceeded to tell me all about his NFL career, and I was
yeah.
like, "Cool, but you wear a helmet,
right?"
So, no,
and not you, Ray. Either.
No, and neither
no
one
fights.
Of you are in any kind of fighting shape. So all this person. What I have to do is just literally run in a circle
yeah.
and chase you around until you run out of breath and then choke you out. And I would not give either one of you 30 seconds. And they were viscerally arguing with me that they would have the capability of beating a professional fighter, and it infuriates me to this day.
You
I don't
should,
think I've ever
should.
Told that story before, but it's so egregious
I like that.
That I had to tell it right now.
I would pay big money to see your brother fight in UFC.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would very much advise him against it.
Ten years ago, I think.
I don't think he would do it, and I honestly don't think Ray would do it either if they really thought about
Celebrity death match, bring it back.
Anyway, the point is, I do want to see a rematch because that's what we do.
Right.
And yeah. I don't know why McGregor took this fight without having a tune-up fight. Makes no sense to me whatsoever because, as I said, he hasn't fought in UFC in
yeah.
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The boxing thing doesn't count. It's
yeah.
not the same thing. Even though it was a respectable boxing match, it's not UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Two different things. There's a reason why Mayweather didn't fight McGregor in UFC. So the problem I have with all this, though, is not what happened in the fight, because I already knew that was going to happen, which is why I said it. But what happened after the fight, It's just fucking crazy. So if you didn't see it,
right.
Like Khabib climbed out of the octagon into the crowd to go after one of McGregor's people. This insane melee proceeds to happen, and it's just utter chaos. And then people are climbing into the octagon. Those people are morons too. They're fighting McGregor. A lot of them were UFC fighters who will never fight again, which is completely fair. But there's this argument like out there that this is just what happens. Like this just comes with the territory.
Yeah.
And to that argument, I just like no, that's not how it works. Like,
how it's not?
If I go, here's why. Okay, if I go to the UFC fight, and I pay thousands of dollars for that ticket, because the hooligans that are in the 300 level, no disrespect, if that's what you came for, okay?
Those are the real UFC fans, Joy.
Yes, it is.
Those are the real UFC fans.
Yes, it is. That's what you're
shopping
doing.
Shopping at Walmart for clothes and groceries.
That's not who's down there, okay? Yeah. I shop for groceries also.
Yeah.
Okay? If I'm paying thousands of dollars to sit ringside at the octagon at this UFC fight, I didn't pay to have Khabib flying out of the octagon at me. Okay, I didn't do that. And even if I paid to sit up there, and Khabib wants to climb up there, I didn't pay for that either.
The people in Detroit didn't pay for Ron Artest to climb into the stands and punch someone in the face.
No, and there were serious repercussions to him doing that.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
and those repercussions are still in place to this day. You can't leave the bench. You can't even accidentally step too far onto the court. You get fined.
What about the photographer that's taking Rudy Gobert falling into them on the sideline? Like there's a part of the athletic event that once you go to the game, you are now a part of. If you go to a place where people are fighting and punching each other in the face in a cage,
it's a fucking cage. That's where the fight is going on.
Outside of
the fucking
cage, you're like, this is what comes with it.
If bodily fluids are flying out of the cage, fine, because it's not.
You okay with blood getting on that dress, but not okay with it.
But it's not. They're not fighting in a fucking bubble. So if stuff flies out, it happens. They are fighting in a cage because that's where the fucking fighting is. Hey guys, hey crazy people, go inside the octagon. The fight goes on in the octagon.
Fight was over.
Here's the thing. All right, people are like, you need to have some sympathy for him. You know, he was talking about his mom. Mm-hmm. He was talking about his dad. He was talking about his religion. Called him names. Like, I'm gonna keep it 100% funky with you right now. I don't give a f. All right, I do not care. I don't care. I'm gonna keep it real with you. As a woman of color, I don't give a f what you were called inside the ring. Okay? I'm not condoning it. No. Let me keep it 100% funky with you right now. Continue. I'm not condoning anything that McGregor's people said to him. I'm not condoning what McGregor said to him.
Right.
None of that is cool. All right? It's not okay to talk about somebody's religion or their family or whatever. Okay? But are you really trying to tell me I'm supposed to feel bad for him? Like, there's not fans at NFL games calling black players crazy shit. Or NBA players crazy shit. Or people, we know it's happening in baseball, okay? But let a brother climb up in the stands and see what the fuck happens.
Okay, I completely agree with that.
So I'm not with this, he needed to stick up for his family. No, what you needed to do was be a professional, okay? And that is my problem with all this. I get it, I'm not even gonna call it a niche sport. It is a major sport. It has taken over boxing. So I'm not even gonna call it a niche sport. No. It took a niche and now it is a billion-dollar industry. And the difference between you fighting in the streets because somebody said something about your mama and fighting in the ring is you're a professional and you're paid millions of dollars to do that. So you climbing in the stands and putting everyone in that arena, a complete chaos could have ensued. Because people are ready. They're watching violence for 6 hours.
Yes.
Okay? So all chaos could have broken loose in that place because you want to climb out the ring because somebody said something about your mama?
Okay, let me cape up for Khabib. So Conor McGregor is the king at talking, right? Like, he is the king of it. He might as well teach lessons at WWE on how to talk on camera, right? I was ready to dead Conor when he mistakenly called Mayweather a monkey. So like he's ruffling feathers, right? Khabib over there barely understands English, and he's like, oh no. He said these things about me. It wasn't to get hyped up. It wasn't to talk. He is disrespecting me and my country and my family, and he must die for it.
No, he must not die, actually.
I'm telling you what he's thinking in his head when he hears the English words.
I don't care what he's thinking. Okay. You're a professional. That's real cute. You want to kill everybody. So then just go kill them.
Not kill everybody. Just kind of who he messes with.
Because we're done here. Okay? You don't just get to do that.
We'll see how much money
And you already beat his ass. That was the point. And guess what else? Fam, that's part of the fight game. That talking shit thing, that's what sells. You know what sales mean? You make more money. I don't know how else to break this fucking down for you.
I think
you.
The spillage outside of the said fight game is a part of the fight game too. At least the UFC.
No,
and,
fam.
And now it is.
No, fam. It's
now
not.
It is, though.
No, it's not. Because this is what I'm saying to you, okay?
Yes.
This is what I'm saying to you. It's all real easy to say that when we're watching on our screens thousands of miles away from where this is happening.
If I'm
in the stands there, it's a problem. Yes. I'm telling you, people could have died. I'm not exaggerating here.
Right.
Like, if a real actual brawl broke out, forget even saying that there's women in the stands. There's hella men that can't fight in the stands too, okay? Yeah.
Ready to get
Ready to get dropped, all right? So if total chaos breaks loose and people are getting trampled, like, it is I don't call it like a safety hazard, like get off my lawn. It's just not fucking reasonable. Like, it's a professional sport for a reason. If you want to fight in the street, then go throw them hands, but you don't get to do both. There's a reason why there's a fighting commission, because they sanction your hands as actual weapons, so you can't go fight people. That's why Mayweather has bodyguards the size of trucks, because he could definitely drop anybody he wanted to, but if he does, he can't fight anymore.
But it's free promotion. There's about, what's the good data fact on 70% of people who saw the melee and didn't see the fight will watch UFC 230 next. I made that up, but still.
Fine. Okay, all that's good and fine. Yeah. All I'm saying is it's bullshit. And I guarantee you the higher ups at UFC are not happy about it. And I'm not saying that he shouldn't be allowed to fight anymore or whatever, or that he should never be allowed visa and stuff. McGregor was throwing stuff, and I was saying the same thing about McGregor. Like, yes, it's gonna sell things, okay, but he can't be doing
it's
that
illegal.
Either.
It's legal activity.
You can't do it, all right? And we knew privilege, all right, he was gonna be here. We knew he was gonna fight again.
Yeah.
All right. And that's all there is to it, because green is the only color that really matters if we keep it at 100%, which I am right now.
Yeah.
All right. But the bottom line is I'm not having sympathy for you snapping because somebody said something about your religion or family. Like, this is America.
Yeah.
Walk down the street.
Yeah.
So
the
sorry.
Toughest guy doesn't have tough skin. It's weird.
See, you just can't do it. Talking shit is part of the fight game. If you can't handle talking shit, you are literally in the wrong profession. Because you gotta be able to do two things. Talk shit and fight. We know you can fight.
Yeah, you can back
and if
it
you're
up.
Gonna talk shit, you better be able to take it, or you better beat that ass. And you did beat that ass. So let it be that.
I like that.
Did I come too hard?
You're pretty clear.
I just want to make it clear.
You were clear.
All right.
I think you were crystal.
I made it clear. All right. What's next?
Woo. Two NFL teams still haven't lost. In the NFC, the Rams have moved to 5-0 with an impressive win at Seattle, while Mahomie, Patrick, and the Chiefs embarrassed the Jags. RIP. No, not RIP, but still. They'll probably be the two best teams in football until they meet on Monday Night Football in Week 11. But, Joy, with Mahomes at quarterback, the Chiefs are better than the Rams. With it or quit it. Talk to him. Talk to me. Talk to us.
You know, I so very badly want to say the Chiefs. I want to say the Chiefs. I want to say the Chiefs because of Mahomes, but I gotta say the Rams.
Okay, I figured you quit it.
I gotta say the Rams, and I think I told you earlier that I said the Chiefs, but I thought about it some more,
it's
and I just
the Chiefs.
I think it's the Rams. And here's the thing: the only reason why is their defense. All right, because their defense is
Who's
just
defense?
Not the Chiefs.
Okay,
like
yeah.
I would pick the Chiefs because I think that Mahomes is the more dynamic quarterback. Goff is great. Goff's not getting enough credit for how good he actually is because the Rams are so good as
a
whole.
And Sean McVay is so good.
Yeah. And he's kind of like the brand of the Rams now. But I think Mahomes has a higher ceiling. Am I usually using that term?
I mean, he does.
I do, though. I think he is more talented as a quarterback. Yeah. And he can make things happen in that way. But I think that they're at the end of the day, their defense is going to end up letting them down. Because we know they can score, but once they run into somebody else that can score also, it's going to come down to who has the better defense. And I know everyone's like, whoa, it hasn't, there's no weather. Like, okay. But the other team, in the weather situation where there's weather, the other team has to play in the same weather. And I know everybody freaks out, but unless you're the Dolphins or the Bills going to the Dolphins or the Patriots going to the Dolphins, really, unless you're the Dolphins or Tampa and sometimes Jacksonville, like, because it'll get chilly there.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. The weather, like, I mean, most players have played in places that have weather. Like, people do grow up places other than where they play football now.
Yeah, the first non-ideal weather game is the only one that matters in the NFL for each team, in my opinion.
And then you're good.
But Patrick Mahomes, here's why I say the Chiefs are better because of Patrick Mahomes. He played against the number one scoring defense in the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars, threw two interceptions, his first two interceptions he's ever thrown.
Right.
Didn't throw for any touchdowns, rushed for one, still threw over 300 yards, and still ended up winning the game. Now, obviously, their defense showed up out of nowhere and intercepted Blake Bortles for, is that how you say his name? Four interceptions. But, like, Patrick Mahomes is a difference maker. We're going to see it on Sunday. We're going to keep seeing it. Now, obviously, I know this is different than the Chiefs. They're not the hot start thing. This is different because now the Chiefs players are playing like Mahomes. Right. They're playing with the confidence. You see it with the Browns in Cleveland. If you have a quarterback that you have seen do things you have never seen on the football field before, you feel confident in going out there and letting it loose, letting it fly, playing your best game, and everyone's being more aggressive. Like the Chiefs team looks different completely. I think Andy Reid might win a Super Bowl finally.
Yeah, I mean, look, I wouldn't be surprised. They're definitely I think Mahomes is going to be the MVP, and he should be the MVP. Hopefully. I called that a couple weeks ago before he was the favorite.
He has a weird voice, though.
Joy, to your point, the Chiefs defense ranks dead last in total D.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So
It's hard.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. But with that said, I'm giving the Rams like literally a 1.5% edge.
I like that. Week 11. It's going to be a big one.
I can't wait for this week. Patriots and Chiefs. It's going to be amazing.
You know, this football season thing is awesome. Okay. Odell Beckham Jr. was extremely busy during the Giants' 33-31 loss to the Panthers. Mm-hmm. OBJ gave up a touchdown on a punt return, threw for a touchdown to Saquon Barkley, caught another touchdown from Eli. But before the game, in a wild-ass interview with Lil Wayne, OBJ called out the Giants' offensive play calling and his only NFL quarterback. Joy, Odell Beckham Jr. can't wait for Eli's replacement. With it or quit it.
I'm with that for show. Man. For show.
Unfortunately.
Look, here's the thing. Last year, I was, what was that guy's name? McDougal? What's his name?
McDonough? Are you talking about no eyebrows?
Yeah, what's his name?
McAdoo.
That's such a guy.
That name is a loser name. McAdoo.
Shout out to any McAdoos watching right now. We love you. McAdoo specifically, infuriated me last year. And I'm not a Giants fan, but I don't like when people try and get all funky when the season's over and fuck shit up for other people. Like, don't fuck up history, all right? Stop with the Christopher Columbus bullshit and stop benching Eli Manning for Geno Smith for no damn reason, okay? Two things that I think you should live by, all right? So they benched Eli Manning last year and fucked up his record, which I think is nonsense.
Right.
And I did not like that. I thought it was total disrespect. The season was over anyway. What do you need to see from Geno Smith that you haven't already seen? Now, if you did it for the young guy who doesn't play for them anymore, I don't think, whatever the fuck his name was.
Oh, yeah.
The third string guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Davis Webb.
If you were doing it for a Davis Webb, cool. That makes sense because maybe you're trying to see if you have anything with him and if you need to draft another quarterback. Okay. Right. But you didn't do that. You put Geno Smith in. So whatever. Yes. They fucked it up. So now this year, I think they're trying to make amends for that, which is why they took Saquon. Not that Saquon is a bad pick.
No.
But I'm saying they needed a quarterback.
Yes.
And so now you've got another year with Odell in his prime with Eli. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Eli gets a lot of disrespect. Like, he's had a good career, but he's had crazy up and downs.
From his own locker room.
So I get it. And this is disrespect. And I know, like, players, I've heard a couple players be like, no, you can't do that. Can't call people out publicly. The thing with this situation is, this feels kind of like one of those deals where this conversation has been had in private.
Right.
Because I'm with you for the most part. Like, you need to have these conversations within the locker room. Because once it gets out to the media, it's everywhere. And everyone's going to get asked about it. Right. And it becomes a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a distraction or not, it's just something that everybody has to talk about. PR's got to deal with it. The coaches, whatever. Okay. But this feels like something that Odell has already discussed with in-house.
Mm-hmm.
And the message is not being received.
Right.
So now he's like, I'm going to say it next to Lil Wayne to Josina, and then people will hear what I'm saying. Okay, I'm not gonna tweet it, I'm not gonna put it on Instagram, I'm just gonna tell Josina, and Lil Wayne's gonna be right here co-signing everything I f***ing say.
Yes.
So then it's gonna get through. And sometimes you just gotta do that. And
sometimes,
like,
Lil Wayne's gotta be your co-sign.
Yeah, yeah, you just, whatever Odell says. And I appreciated it because it made it more valid for me. Right. I'm like, no, actually, I agree. And I do agree. Like, Eli is in this check down mode, and that's not utilizing Odell Beckham. Like, you just paid him a bajillion dollars, throw the ball down the field. And we already know you throw hella interceptions anyway, so yeah. What's the difference?
And they did. They came out more aggressive. Eli, this is the first time the Giants scored over 30 points since, like, 2009, some kind of crazy number than that. And OBJ went out there and backed it up. He threw a pass for 30 yards longer than what he was accusing Eli of not throwing the ball out there. I think this is going to happen. It does help. Like, and this thing does happen. They talked about it in the locker room before. Coach Kelly's first year at Notre Dame, he said in the room with us that he said some things about us not – about us as
– Who are you protecting right now? You're in the media, know. All right? Yeah, you can just tell the story. Who are you protecting?
That's a good point.
Take a second. Do you need a beat to think about
I'm
it?
Good.
All right, go ahead.
Anyways, yeah, we lost to USC.
What did he say?
We lost to USC. Coach Kelly told us that all the Coach Weiss guys in the locker room got him fired, and it was our fault, and we was like, whoa, dude's wilding. He was like, all the coaches was like, he's just angry. Da, da, da. Then, in the media that next day, he said, you can look out on the practice field and tell who I've inherited and who I recruited here. And we was like, what? Dude, what? Huh? And then, you know, the Harrison Smiths of the world and everyone got people together like, hey, we fighting for us. This is our team. And we went on a run. But we was playing for us and like that stuff. Now, was he Jedi mind tricking us? I don't know, as like the leaders of the football team. But like that leak stuff is calculated.
I'm going to go with no.
No.
In that situation. No, yeah, because no, that's a real big divider.
Huge divider for a college football team, it would seem.
But professionally, yes. The dynamics are a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Because in general, there's no recruiting process.
Right, right,
okay.
Of course.
But I agree with you. Like, sometimes you need somebody to say something bad about you to be like, nah, motherfucker, that ain't really how it is.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
And even if it really is how it is, maybe you just need somebody to say it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, I am checking the ball down every single play because I'm terrified of throwing an interception or because I'm playing bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm glad for the Giants still lost, but like,
it felt,
I'm going to give them a moral victory for this one, but I have no problem with Odell saying it. This is who Odell is.
Right.
He's always going to speak his mind, and he is now in a position of leverage, so he can speak his mind even more. And it's not disrespect to Eli. Like, everybody's saying it. So you don't. What's almost more disrespectful is backing somebody up blindly and like religiously when you know that they're fucking up. That's almost
can't
worse.
Because
it's like
a bad friend.
It is a bad friend.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't be a bad friend.
Yeah.
Be Odell. Hear ye, hear ye. Tom Brady is petty. Mm. I know you're probably wondering, why is Brandon wearing the Queen Petty crown? That's because it can't fit over my hair. So we're just not even gonna try that.
Chun-Li.
So
you what do you call it. Those?
These my buns.
Oh, they're just bun plural.
Buns.
Buns. Siamese buns.
Suns out. Buns out.
Suns out. Buns out.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Word to live by. No, it's nice out today.
Yeah,
it's LA. It's always sunny in Southern California. So anyway, Tom Brady. Tom Brady with the shade. I see you, Tom.
You say
just
it's shade.
Sprinkling the shade.
Is it shade?
The sprinkles of shade. Yeah. Yes. Read him. Read him, Tom. So Tom was asked about Mahomes and the similarities between the beginning of their career, because you remember Tom Brady sat behind Drew Bledsoe many years ago.
Many.
And Patrick Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith. I mean, those are words just.
Alex.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So Tom Brady said that's pretty much where the comparisons of the beginning of their careers ends, honey, because football was different then. I think now in some ways where football is more glorified college football, maybe the transition is more a similar game than what I used to when I first started, whatever that means. I think football now, we're moving some of the physical elements of the game. It's more of a space game. You see a lot of college plays more in the program than I remember when I started, so that's kind of how things have went over the past couple years. Well, yes, he is right. He is correct that there's more of the college game in pro football now, and there's less of the physical element in football now. Might I remind you, Tom?
Tell him.
That you, sir, were a big part, remember that knee injury that you had,
right,
in why quarterbacks can't get hit like that no more.
Right. Okay? We didn't need to know who Matt Castle was.
No, we, from the knee down,
yes,
can't hit quarterbacks because of you. Okay. And now you can't tackle quarterbacks anymore because of Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Mm. So there are things that happens in the course of the time that you've been in the NFL that kind of came from you, that kind of benefited you. So
you got to take credit.
The bigger thing is, like, I don't think he was trying to take a shot at Patrick Mahomes. Like, not Pat, like, chill with the Tom Brady comparison. Chill with Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes comparisons.
Chill with all Tom Brady comparisons.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Just show off them. You look, we got big respect for Tom around here, all right? I've suffered at the hands of Tom Brady for many, many, many years, and now I've just submitted. See, this is why only the queen can wear the crown.
It was, honestly, I'm very glad
this
it's
why
off.
Only,
it was
this
difficult.
Is why only the queen can wear the crown.
I was like, dang, she wears
anyway,
all
the
time.
Point is, Tom Brady's being petty because he doesn't like the comparison of Patrick Mahomes to him, which is fair, but it is petty. And that statement was all the shade. But I like it now because I'm so hyped for this game. Oh, I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to the post-game Mahomes-Brady interaction period, or pre-game.
Yeah. Right? You are not ready for a crown.
No.
I gotta
lose the hair
You just, it's like you gotta swear it, you know? I feel like if you just, like, blink, it's gonna fall off again. It's all good, though.
I won't blink anymore.
Next week, it'll be back on the right head. All right, Lidlist.
Is it?
At the Lid Show, ooh.
This week on the Lit List, besides my hair, is that I was very right about Habib.
Yes.
I mean, look, I knew I would be, but I was very right.
I mean, but yeah.
It wasn't really that hard. Like, yeah. Honestly, I feel like the Connor pick for a lot of people was just out of emotion.
Yeah. Hard,
and
hard
and
pick.
For content purposes, I wanted Connor to win.
Right.
But I just, you know, so the thing with the content and the reality.
You ain't playing. You know,
you know
these fight games.
But I think I went in on Habib enough this time around. Very, yeah. Very sorry someone said something mean to you. It happens sometimes. All right. Anyway.
Someone you're fighting.
Huh?
Someone you're fighting saying something mean to you.
Who knows what the deal is with that. But I was also very, very right about rookie quarterbacks. You know, all this time I've been saying just start your rookie quarterback, your first round pick, you know. Yeah. You should probably just get them out there. They're probably just ready to go since you did pick them in the first round in the top 10. Let's see. Where'd they go this week? The ones that, besides Lamar Jackson, since he's not starting over Joe Flacco. Oh, they went 4-0.
Yes.
So, you know, all the wins weren't pretty.
0-4 last year.
But.
Or last week. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, no, continue. Glow.
So, when I'm right, I'm right. And when I'm wrong, we don't talk about it. That's what we do. no, they did. And they looked good. And look, like, Baker, that ugly win. Josh Allen, ugly win. But that is what it is. Like, it's a W. At the end of the day, that's what they count. So.
I'll say this as a Ravens fan. I am okay losing on the road to the Browns right now. I wanted them to steal one from the Steelers. They end up stealing one from the Ravens. That's completely fine. Still, Ravens have still yet to let someone score a touchdown in the second half. It was all field goals all day long. I'm okay with it. I'm a Baker fan. Congrats
to me. And then thank you for that transition because now we get to talk about Dicker the Kicker.
Yay!
Shout out Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt. Amazing call. Yeah. Amazing call.
And it's all on the shoulders of a freshman.
Texas, Ashley's favorite team, is back. Texas is back. 48. She's a TCU fan before
TCU.
She gets all emotional.
She's rocking with the Christians.
It's fun. Like, yeah.
Ashley loves Texas Christians.
She loves Christianity.
Can't wait to go to church.
Actually, if you look at the AP values. Style guide, it says TCU, not Texas Christian University. So,
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Christian. Anyway, Christian. 48-45 win over OU. Amazing game.
Yeah.
Really,
it was
really, really fun watch. And I've got to tell you, very rarely do I get emotional over something I don't really give a shit about who wins. I was watching that little baby kicker trot out there.
Right.
What did Gus say? And a child shall lead. That's like, oh man, Gus, we don't deserve Gus.
Gus is
we don't deserve
goat.
Gus. Detroit's
finest.
He is so good. That him lining up for that kick, like my stomach, even talking about it now, my stomach was in a knot. Like, oh my God, this kid's gonna have to move. He's gonna have to transfer if he misses this kick. But Dicker the Kicker.
Texas kickers mess up all the time, though.
Isn't a misser.
Yeah.
Almost rhymes.
Did you freestyle?
I got bars. Anyway, also on the Lit List this week is NFL offense. They stole that thing that the NBA does where they score a bunch of points. And it's been really fun.
Yeah.
The games have been highly watchable. Mm-hmm. Even the bad games are highly watchable. That's no thanks to the NFL kickers. Dicker the Kicker's got a career ahead of him if you keep making those because NFL kickers are trying to get cut these days. Anyway,
272 scoring strikes in 77 games. That's 25 more than any season since the NFL expanded to 32 teams in 2002. That's up 39 over last season. So that's all these crazy rule changes that everyone was complaining about are equaling more offense, which is equaling more fun, more watching. Also, if you play fantasy, holler, because we like that.
I was saying that the NFL is more like Madden in real life than it ever has been, and I'm completely here for it.
I
like,
love it.
Like calls that don't really make sense. It's just like the computer making them. And like, well, I guess I didn't get that first down.
That's kind of a rule.
Right.
You know what else is going to start happening?
What's that? You took a drink while you said the thing.
My mouth was very dry. I don't know what's happening to me today. What's going to start happening, I'm going to get ahead of this prediction. So this is a marker for everyone. Because these kickers are missing so many kicks.
Yes.
And because the offenses are rolling the way that they are, more and more coaches are going to start going for two every time.
Oh, I love it. I was watching. I was like
it's going to become more standard to go for two than it is to kick the extra point.
Steelers started this too,
and it's obviously a lower percentage play. That's complete gut data fact, but I'm assuming it's a lower percentage play. It makes sense that it'd be a lower percentage play. But it's the trend that the NBA took with the three-point, and focusing on three-point, it's a lower percentage shot, but in the end, it's more beneficial. Telling you, look out for the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. I don't know if it's first, but that's just what I feel.
Yeah.
All right, loser power rankings. Loser power rankings. Loser power rankings. These are the losers of the week. Oh, those Suns. Those Phoenix Suns, huh? What are the Suns doing these days, huh? Yeah? Well, the Phoenix Suns doing things.
Wet like I'm booked. That's about it. And they drafted Aiden.
Shout out Devin Booker.
Yeah.
Friend of the show and family.
Yes.
So they fired their GM, Robert Sarver, doing what Robert Sarver does.
Just the timing.
Yeah. You know, the 9 days before the season opener thing. Hmm. You didn't think.
Who was on vacation? Came back and was like, oh, let me get these files. It's like, oh, we still haven't fired this guy.
I don't even want to get into like the list of things with the Suns, but it's like
have done in the last 5 years.
I mean, five years, like they haven't made the playoffs since what, 2010? This is the second longest streak since the Kings, who are still in the NBA, by the way.
Yeah. They'll be an interesting team, though. More interesting than the Kings.
Yeah, I mean, they have Booker and DeAndre Ayton, and they signed Trevor Ariza.
Yeah.
But they don't have a GM, and they're going to be the Suns again, because Robert Sarver still owns the team.
Yeah.
Between him and Dan Gilbert and James Dolan. Yeah. I will put Dan Gilbert above that because he did manage to convince LeBron James to come back to Cleveland and won a championship. So I guess he's like in a slightly.
I feel like Cleveland did that.
Second category.
More so than LeBron.
He had to have something to do with it because he's still on the team there.
That's true.
And then they went right back to what the Cavs do, which is a perfect transition because they could not figure out what to do with LeBron James' locker. So instead of just giving it to, I don't know, rookie and just moving past the whole thing and not making a big deal about it, they turned it into a towel rack. Because that's what the Cavs do. They just do things. It's literally shelves, and there's yellow towels on it.
Why, though?
Because they're the Cavs. All right, so second on loser power rankings is the Cowboys. I would really like for the Cowboys to be more interesting this year. They're starting to drum it up. The drum beat is starting to get faster.
It's not
because of the team being good or doing anything interesting. It's because of the other drama that they always have. And people are talking about Jason Garrett. So obviously he punted on a 4th-and-1, which you just
in overtime.
Just go for it. Like, what are you doing?
Was it overtime?
In that Seattle Rams game when they were trotting the punting team out there.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't understand what's happening. Like, does Sean McVay, is he sick? Does he have a headache or something? Like, of course Sean McVay is going for it.
Yeah.
And then the Seahawks decide to inexplicably call a timeout. And then Sean McVay's like, all right, I'm Sean McVay. Of course we're going to convert this and win the game. And then they put Jared Goff out there and he just fell forward with his 6'11" self for however tall he is. He looks 6'11" talking to me. He's probably more like 6'3". Anyway, he just fell forward and then they won the game. Like, what are you doing, Jared? But this is Jason Garrett, okay? But the bottom line is he's not getting fired because Jerry Jones loves him and Jerry Jones is not shaking things up at this point in his life, and he's a Hall of Famer, which I keep reminding you guys because you keep forgetting. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame already, so you can't tell him shit.
But he said he'd pay any amount of money if it guaranteed a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that's not how it works.
Well,
that's literally not how it works. That's fun.
That's literally what the Eagles did last year. All the people they paid.
How much money would I pay? How much of my money would I pay to, I don't know, to like be able to eat whatever I want and never have to work out again? All of the money I have.
That's a good question.
But that's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Like, I would love to just say things and then be like, I'll give all the money I have for that.
Yeah.
And then be like, yeah, sure, you can have that.
It doesn't matter how much money Jerry Jones has. He can't buy a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Money can't even buy you happiness.
And there's a salary cap. Well, that's debatable. all right. Now, this is something that's going to get everybody bothered. So my number one loser this week, and I got to spend just a tiny bit of time on this, so you just got to give me a second, okay?
I'm here.
Because this is a hot take.
Yeah.
So Drew Brees had an amazing moment on Monday Night Football.
I want to say this, and I want to be this guy, but we were sitting there watching the game, Michelle and I. For one, she thought yards, you have to throw for each one of those yards. Like, she thought that after Michael Thomas caught the ball, that those yards, like, his yard count was gone. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't understand quarterbacks.
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, whatever it is. But I said, as soon as the play started, I was like, Monday Night Football, Drew Brees is going to get all this in one play right now. I didn't know it was going to be a touchdown, but you knew it was going to be one play. Because that's what Drew Brees does. Big stage, Monday Night Football, Drew Brees. Puts a show on.
Exactly, and that's why he's Drew Brees. Yeah. So he's the NFL's leading. He has the record for the most passing yards. Okay, yes. Let's just put it that way. And he passed Peyton Manning, and he has an insane amount of records. Accolades. And I don't have them here, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
Do I have them here? Okay, let me see.
You gotta look for them.
So Aaron Rodgers. Okay, I can't read this right now.
You find him.
This is the thing about Drew Brees. All right, and Drew Brees is not on the loser power rankings. So let me just be clear about what happened here. Okay, the Packers are on the loser power rankings this week, and the reason for it is, I don't know what we do with the Packers. I think it's just because it's the Green Bay Packers and because Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback there that we always say like, oh, the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Like, they're Super Bowl contenders. And I guess because they have Aaron Rodgers, they're always in that conversation.
Well, and they won the Super Bowl when people didn't necessarily think they were going to win the Super Bowl. So.
Right. But since then, things have happened. Like, Aaron Rodgers has been hurt a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay? And he's very testy with people. And to be clear, I don't care about that. I don't care about Aaron Rodgers' attitude or likability level at all. It doesn't bother me. It does nothing. I don't care. Like, I think he's good for content. Right. I know people get, like, upset. Like, oh, she's so coy. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. So what? He's Aaron Rodgers. And I like Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. And he is a great quarterback.
Yeah.
But I don't like the comparison of him to Tom Brady because guess what? Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback that's ever played the game. And he solidified that when he won the Super Bowl over the Falcons. He got his fifth ring. Okay. So y'all don't want to hear about Joe Montana. He's been to 8 Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
He almost won this last one. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I don't know, almost wins, whatever.
He's
like,
in this last one.
Right. Like, Tom Brady's the greatest. Okay, so stop comparing Aaron Rodgers to Tom Brady. And we're not doing the, like, this one's more athletic or that. Like, we can get Dan Marino involved in that situation. We can get Terry Bradshaw involved in that situation. Like, there's a wide range of conversations that we can get into with like, who's the most athletic quarterback of all time. We know Tom Brady's not the most,
biggest
most
arm,
athletic.
All that other
That's
stuff.
Not all it takes. There's plenty of athletes. Yeah. Okay, go to your 24-hour fitness. There's athletes there. Okay?
Man.
There's things that separate great from athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Brady's in a different category. But they're constantly comparing Aaron Rodgers to Tom Brady. And the real comparison is Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. And Drew Brees is a better quarterback.
Woo!
I'm just going to say it. Because everyone's afraid to say it because people feel like it's like a disrespect to Aaron Rodgers. It's not disrespect to Aaron Rodgers.
No.
It doesn't take 1% away from how great Aaron Rodgers is.
No.
Drew Brees is the better quarterback.
Yes.
And I don't want to hear about Drew Brees plays in a f***ing dome. Okay? Because that's where he plays, okay? He plays in the dome. He also plays not in the dome, okay? And he still has incredible records. Drew Brees is probably going to play for at least 2 more years. They could win a Super Bowl this year. Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees have the same amount of Super Bowls, and Drew Brees has all the f***ing records.
Yeah.
Drew Brees is going to go down with an insane amount of NFL records, and I don't care that he plays in a dome because he doesn't always play in a dome. He doesn't always play in the dome. I don't want to hear about that.
No, I when I was thinking about Drew Brees, and I felt like a, you know, was it a heat of the moment type of thing? I was like, wait a minute, is Drew Brees my favorite quarterback? Here's why I love Drew Brees. He is small as shit, and he is great as shit, and he makes everyone around him better, and he goes out there and puts on a show every time. Like, Drew Brees is one of the greatest quarterbacks we'll ever see. And I argue, just to add to your point, at the end of Aaron Rodgers' career, I don't think he'll be anywhere close to any of the records that Drew Brees holds.
And that's not, again, it's not a knock on Aaron Rodgers, but like they've won they've both won a big game, right? Like they both have a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, let's go down from there. Like, Drew Brees is underappreciated, one, because he's with a smaller market. Like the Saints were the Browns for forever.
Right.
Okay. Yes. We forget that. And Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, which is a legendary franchise. So he's always going to get the look in that spot. And it's and he is great, but Drew Brees is first in all time, okay, in completion percentage. First all time in passing yards, as we know now. Fifth in passing touchdowns, which he's going to probably get to the first. I don't know what the number is, but I mean, if he's fifth right now, he's going to pass it up. Or at least be in top three.
He'll and be he's in the top fourth, three by end of
fourth
his
in passer rating. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is first only in passer rating.
Dang. So he's just wild, accurate, and athletic. I mean, like I said, I would rather watch an Aaron Rodgers football game than a Drew Brees football game any day of the week.
Maybe, but that's my point. Yeah. All I'm saying is I'm here to say it. I know it's going to upset people. I know people are going to get in their feelings about it. Mm-hmm. But if you, I'm just telling you that Drew Brees is the better quarterback. Aaron Rodgers may end up finishing his career as the better quarterback, but if Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers were to retire right now, Drew Brees is the better quarterback. I'm sorry to be the bearer of that news. I know it's going to upset people.
That's it.
It's really going to upset people. I know. It's okay, though. It's going to be all right.
It's going to... Damn it.
All right, what's in the culture report this week?
Drake. Mm-hmm. He went to hang out with Conor McGregor before he got his ass beat by Khabib. Yeah, Khabib. What you think about it? He's out there posing with him. Drake's such a front runner. He's such a front runner. When he became a Kentucky basketball fan, I was like, what? Win.
I have a problem with it. You know why? Because he has solidified himself as a legit Raptors representative. So I forgive him of all those
and
others.
And whoever else is popular. Well, in, I mean
that's
in
like that's like Bieber was doing it for a while.
Yeah, but Bieber's Bieber.
You know when Bieber came down to hop on the Heat bandwagon.
No.
We're like nah, fam.
We don't want this heat.
Nah, fam. Exactly.
Okay, and could you did the other Quavo drops an album this Migos Culture Report. Quavo drops an album this Friday, and this is a big one. That meme that Kodak Black put out, like that music that everyone, you know what I mean? That Kodak Black's like, ding, ding, ding. It's like everybody's just
we've
dancing.
Talked about this. Like if you have something visual you need to show me.
You don't
before
talk
the podcast,
about no.
You just show
it's
me
everywhere.
I've not seen it.
Travis
obviously.
Scott and Kodak Black. There's a meme. That's a very popular, like 2 seconds of a song that's coming out on Friday.
Okay, great.
That song's coming out. And anyways, yeah. And then whatever, Taylor Swift.
Oh, we're just going to...
Whatever you got, whatever you got, whatever you got.
We're just going to gloss over.
Whatever you got for that.
All right, here's the thing about... So now I'm doing the culture report.
I mean, yeah,
all right, here's, if you haven't heard, in a miraculous turn of events, because we are literally living in an alternative reality. Mm-hmm. I'm positive that the Earth spun into a black hole where it like came out the other end, and like this is like what would have happened if somebody would have ate the extra peanut butter and jelly sandwich in whatever time machine they got in, or what however the f*** we got here.
I saw a tweet that said clearly we're living in a time where somebody went back in time and butterfly effect some stuff.
100%. That's literally what I just said.
Everything.
Like somebody got in the time machine and like said yes, I would like an extra scoop of that mashed potatoes. Whereas if they wouldn't have had the extra scoop, then their grandmother wouldn't have slipped and fallen, and then the ambulance had to come in, and the ambulance missed the turn, which they would have hit the person that got in the accident that would have kept them from signing the bill that turned us into whatever we are now. Right. Like, whatever
Obama
happens,
will have a third turn.
Here we are, we're in this space, and in this reality, mm-hmm. Taylor Swift is more for the culture than Kanye West, okay? Because this is where we are.
Impossible.
This is where we have arrived. Like, if you would have asked us at the beginning of this Donald Trump debauchery, who would be the person that's running around the world with a MAGA hat on, Taylor Swift or Kanye West, you're going to get 99% Taylor Swift,
honestly,
1% Kanye West.
That question, I might go with Kanye because he ruffles feathers. He went out there and told everybody George Bush didn't care about black people. Nobody was saying that.
Well,
and also, just because Taylor,
I don't want to be the one to say it,
what?
But that was the old Kanye.
Oh
okay,
my
god. Okay, so here we are now, and Taylor has said that she would like people to vote Democrat. Voting registration spiked.
Yes, in Tennessee.
Thank you, T. Swift.
Yeah.
And Kanye is running around with the Make America Great hat on again.
Kanye deleted his Instagram and Twitter. He is disappearing from us. He's going away from us. And also, the Taylor Swift trying to be on the right side of history now after Trump's been in office for over a year. Like,
Let me just say something about that. Okay.
Please.
Because this is what people do. All right. Everyone is always out here preaching about, oh, get woke, and oh, you need to educate yourself. Fine, not you, okay? But people want you to better yourself, right? Like, the whole idea of you speaking out, of you bringing awareness is so that people, what? become aware. Yes. Okay, so Taylor Swift, for whatever reason, chose not to disclose her political beliefs up until this point. And maybe it was strategic for her career. Who knows? Maybe she really just didn't feel comfortable talking about it. Yeah. But now she feels compelled to do so, and it's causing a change. So do you want people to change? Do you want people to use their voice and become aware? Or are you going to wait till they become aware and then criticize them for waiting so long?
People
make
can
up
have,
your f***ing mind.
People can have whatever life-changing alternative or tweet they read that makes them want to change their mind on making America an actual better place. But I'm not saying that Kanye is not for the culture because Taylor Swift is telling people to vote Democrat. Insane. It doesn't even connect.
I mean,
we can leave it there.
Kind of does. We're but I'm not saying you have to give her like credit. I'm just saying don't criticize somebody for coming to your side. It took you so long. Like, the whole point is that you want people to become aware, and then when they become aware, you criticize them for how long they took to get aware. That's not how it works.
Listen, and somebody look for the tweet.
It's like
where
preaching Jesus to someone, and then finally they commit their life, and you're like, I'm gonna be glad that you're going to heaven, but it really took you 25 years.
It's like when Taylor Swift put out the Red album. I'm sure Hillary was about to be in office, and I didn't hear nothing about go vote Democrat then.
By the way, I did not just compare voting Democrat to being saved. That's not, just before everyone flips out.
You could, though.
That's not what I meant. But it was just how I wanted to, present it. Just so everyone could understand.
And that's the Culture Report. Yeah.
All right, fun stuff today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sharona Shea Jackson from Insecure on HBO for joining us. And I went a little hard at a couple people today. But, I gotta keep it real. I gotta keep it real and feel. Shout out to everybody on the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast, Fantasy Football League.
Yes.
I got the George W this week.
Yeah.
Who am I gonna give a shout out to on my team? Oh, James Conner, 30 points. Appreciate that. Appreciate your dog.
James Conner's doing his thing. Mm-hmm. I would say Adam Thielen continues to do well for me. Michael Crabtree, I mean, I'm actually more mad in how you're messing up the Ravens versus how you're messing up my actual fantasy football team. Mm-hmm. But shouts out to Zeke and Isaiah Crowell went off, got me all the points. Patrick Mahomes obviously didn't give me the points that I wanted, but you picked up the Browns defense.
Are you gonna stick with him this week?
Who? Mahomes? Kirk Cousins playing Arizona. It's a big decision to make.
It is a
but
big decision
picking
to make.
Up the Browns was great for my defense, even as a Ravens fan.
Shout out to Drunken Monkeys sitting at the top of the league. We appreciate you.
Messing it up.
All right, so make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, Maybe I'm Crazy Podcast on YouTube, and all of our social media pages at Maybe I'm Crazy Pod. Thanks for listening. Thanks for support. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not. Ooh.